Lord God, we thank you for the offering that's been received this morning, and we pray that you will bless it to your work in this place. Amen. An announcement that I did forget to ask Corey to let everyone know. A decision was made this morning that until further notice, the Silver Threads group will go into recess while we are just waiting to hear from the government when we're in the clear. We do have that group is a group of 30 people over the age of 70, and we just want to keep everyone safe. So if you have any further questions, please see Heather Pennell. And don't fear, Heather will be telling everyone who's not here via phone calls. Scripture reading this morning is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident in all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Amen.
A number of weeks ago, I started preparing this morning's message. So it is not pointed, it is not anything to do with COVID-19. It is absolutely what I had started preparing the last week of January for today. But I wonder if there's anything that you are anxious about ever. Do you ever get anxious? Do you ever get, and we're not talking about, there are some that suffer with anxiousness or anxiety to an extraordinary level, which becomes a condition that they have to endure on a daily basis. That is certainly real and certainly valid. But there are some of us in this room, I'm sure, that worry about things. How am I going to fit everything into today? That happened to me on Thursday. This doesn't happen to everybody else, I'm sure, but I put so many things into my diary on Thursday that I only needed one thing to step out of alignment, and it sent the whole day off. Well, guess what happened? I let one thing happen and it set my whole day off. And I was chasing my tail the rest of the day. Anyone else ever said, oh, I've just had enough. I've absolutely had enough. I can't do it anymore. I can't worry about that anymore. Maybe it's about we're worrying about our future. Maybe it's we're worrying about financial stresses. Maybe it's health. Maybe it's decisions that we have to make. Maybe we wonder whether it's the right or the wrong decision. Maybe we worry a lot and are anxious about what other people will think about the decisions that we make. Does that ever happen for anyone else? Who might I hurt if I make this decision? Decisions about your kids is probably the worst, because you're like, am I doing the right thing? Am I not? I overthink things in that category all the time. Debbie helps me realize that I'm overthinking it. And sometimes she has to be robust in her communications towards me in that space. I wonder what it is that we are anxious for. Debbie read this morning from Philippians 4, and it says in there that we need to be anxious for nothing. That's easily written, isn't it? Not easily done. Easily written, not easily done. But there's some keys in there that I want to pull out this morning. And once again, the sharing time nearly hijacked my sermon, but that's all right. Prayer, thanksgiving, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding. Is it even possible to be anxious for nothing? Is that even something that's possible? Have we set a goal in mind that is actually unattainable? Well, if we look back at a guy in the Old Testament, and we look in 1 Kings, we'd see the story in there of a guy called Elijah, who was a prophet from the Old Testament. He struggled extraordinarily with anxiety and being worried. Elijah confronted evil in the evil King Ahab. He prophesied about drought and the connections to sin. For 3 years, Elijah was looking over his shoulder. We're not talking about worried about what am I going to have for dinner. Like, King Ahab pursued Elijah, not to give him hand sanitizer, friends. You work out what he was pursuing him to do to have him killed. He went into hiding, and we're going to read a passage here from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 3 to 5. Then he was afraid. This is Elijah. Then Elijah was afraid. He got up and fled for his life. He came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah. He left his servant there, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down onto a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It's enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down on the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." Elijah, I think, made some common mistakes that we all make. And I want to thank the people that shared this morning. I thought we were nearly without sermon after one sharing, and then we nearly got there with the second sharing. But I think facing our fears is something that we all have to do, and facing worrying times is something we all have to do, no more than COVID-19. There is plenty of things that concern us and worry us at times. Or is it just me? I'm sure that we all have times in our lives where we get worried and concerned about things. Elijah made some common mistakes that I think we make too. We run ourselves into the ground. I think there are often times where you and I, particularly me, I can't speak for everybody, but I'm just to make myself feel better, I'm hoping that it's we, not just me. There are many times where if I just work a bit harder, if I just, you know, add a whole bunch of divine perspiration, then that's going to get whatever I'm concerned or worried or anxious about across the line, and it's going to be okay. Anyone else do those sort of things? Elijah did that. He couldn't run any further. He couldn't run any further. He went a day's journey into the wilderness. A day's journey. He was desperate to get away from, King Ahab and all that came with that. One of the other things that we do is we draw into ourselves. We shut other people out. I can do this by myself. I don't need those around me. I don't need somebody to help me. I can do it all by myself. And that's okay. God bless you if you can. But the reality is we've been created to be in community. Right? We've been created to be in community. If we weren't, then God would not have sent His Son to be in community with us. We try to internalize the problem. We carry it on our own. I've shared this picture here before, but it's happened many times. You've seen the young person, toddler, that dresses themselves, right? Goes to the shops. There's one young person that it's burnt into my memory from when our time living in Ballina. We had a purple tutu, pink flippers, and a singlet top. Not on any of my children. But we were walking through the shopping centre. And I just said to the mum as they walked past, "Dressed ourselves this morning, did we?" And she said, "Yes." And that's her shoes for the day. you know? And there's like, because I heard this noise from a long way down the shopping centre. Slap, slap, slap. I'm like, what is that? Anyway, I kept walking. But there are some times when I can do things by myself, doesn't turn out so great. There's plenty of better options on the table, isn't there, than flippers in the middle of the shopping centre. And how often do we do things by ourselves and have figurative flippers or clothes or whatever it might be, because we're doing it by ourselves. But there is wisdom in that people can speak into our lives. There is wisdom that we can allow others to help us carry what the burden that we are worried about. The other thing that Elijah did, and we, well, certainly me, has been guilty of many times, is that we focus on the negative. We focus on the negative. Life isn't going to get better. In fact, there are some times when I focus on the negative so much that I feel like a bit of an Eeyore Christian. You know Eeyore? In the, you know, famous theologian Winnie the Pooh? He's, oh, well, this is my lot in life. And it's okay. Like, we're allowed to have feelings of sadness. Sadness is okay. Worry is okay. But when we allow our focus to be enveloped by that and the negative around that, nothing's ever going to change. I'm a terrible person. I don't know why anyone would ever want to hang around me. It's the narrative that goes along with the focus sometimes that is the most unhelpful thing. The fourth thing that I think we do at times is we forget about God. We forget, as we were reminded of this morning, that every step of the way, every moment and in every situation, God has been present, God has provided, God has protected, God never forgets. Did I capture what was shared this morning? I think so. Or maybe they were reading my notes before church, I don't know. You'll have to ask them from a distance at morning tea. Elijah is just a name, isn't it? Except when we break it up and we look at the three parts of the name, El, I, as in I, mine, and Yah. It is actually Elijah in the original language of Hebrew. El is the shortening of the word Elohim, which is the word for God. My God is Yahweh in the very breath that is around me. God is my breath. When you are anxious, you get shortness of breath. Facing our fears while forgetting about God doesn't mean that we don't have worry in our lives. I'm not suggesting today at all that if we worry, then we mustn't be a good enough Christian. That is rubbish. Worry is okay. Being anxious about things is okay. But forgetting about God when we're anxious is not okay. Okay? Please don't hear that I'm suggesting that it's either or. It has to be both and. We are allowed to be anxious. We are allowed to worry. But we mustn't, friends, do it without God. That we must continue to keep our focus on Him. Across in verse 11 of 1 Kings chapter 19, you will read these words. Elijah meets God at Horeb. He said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, and the Lord, Yahweh, is about to pass by. Now there was a great wind, so strong that it split mountains and breaking rocks into pieces before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire.
after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and he went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him that said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I've been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." Then the Lord said, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as the king over Aram. And you shall anoint Jeshuan of Nimshi as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elisha, the son of Shaphat, of as prophet in your place. Whoever escapes from the sword of Hazael and Jeshuel shall kill. Whoever escapes from the sword of Jeshu, Elisha shall kill. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." So we had a strong wind. Could have been a cyclone. Who knows? Was the Lord in that? No. The Lord wasn't in the wind. He was not in the earthquake. He was not in the fire. God was not in the extraordinary that was obvious for us in front of our faces. He met us in the ordinary. He met us in the everyday. When we're overwhelmed by stress, why does God's voice seem so quiet? It's because the voices of the world around us and our worries and our stresses are so loud that we can barely hear Him. We can barely hear Him at times. Why doesn't He speak to us in spectacular and powerful ways like would make it way easier to follow? You know, like the neon signs? I was in the city in Sydney this last week. And whilst I was in Sydney, there was neon signs telling you where to head next. Wouldn't that have been nice? Wouldn't you like neon signs to help you to take the next step to the left or to the right? I was traveling with a friend of mine yesterday. There were signs for miles to take this turn to the left, turn to the left. The person in the lane two over from us still went flying across. We've all seen that, haven't we, when you're in the city? If He wants me to know Him, why does He whisper? He whispers because He's always close. Have you ever been with someone? My granddad, when he first met Debbie, was profoundly deaf. And when he was at home on his own, after Nanny passed away, he never wore his hearing aids. Why would he need to? He can have the television at the exact volume that he needs it. We could listen to the TV from next door. It was that loud, right? I tried to communicate to Debbie that, you know, he's profoundly deaf. Like, not just a little bit, but really deaf. There's only so many times you can hear, "It's really good to meet you," really loud. It's one of those memories that you can't prepare someone for. But when God comes and whispers to us, He tells us to keep going, to not give up, to keep going. The reality is that the enemy shouts lies, God whispers truth. He is with us. He has called us by name. "Child, you are mine." Don't know the end of Elijah's story? If we go across into 2 Kings chapter 2, you'll see Elijah with his protege Elisha walking along, chariots of fire and horses swept Elijah from earth to heaven. the thing Elijah feared, that he was going to die, never actually happened. He was anxious for nothing. What he feared never actually came to pass. The reality is, for some things that we worry about, they never happen. Or they do happen, but they're not as bad as we thought they'd be. There is no storm, no storm that God won't bring you through, no obstacle that God can't help us overcome. There's no enemy that God won't defeat, and no heartache that God won't heal. Do you feel like Elijah sometimes, that you've just had enough, that you can't? You can't see a way clear? This morning, whatever it is, you might be worried about family members. You might have a deep weight that it feels like that you're just desperate for someone within your family to come into a relationship with Jesus. I encourage you to breathe this morning. Take a breath in and a breath out. Rejoice, friends. God is close. God is close. As we were encouraged this morning in the sharing time, we're not saying delete all common sense. We're saying, let's be anxious for nothing. Allow God to carry us when we can't go any further. Allow those within our community and within our pack, as Debbie shared with us last week, to be there to support us and carry us and give us wisdom in situations and fresh eyes sometimes. I wonder what it is that you're concerned for this morning. I'm going to ask Neil to come and to play some music for us. Have you ever read in, it's a well, in Scripture, there's a well-worn passage from Psalm 46. And I'm guilty of misquoting it at times, because I think we miss out on something when we just read. Verse 10. Psalm 46, verse 10. We all know it. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. Why don't we ever read verse 11? The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Are there promises that God gives us, that He's given us over our lifetime, where we've just held on to a little part of it and we've missed out on the full promise of God? The Lord of hosts is with us. It's hard enough when they tell me to be still and know that God is sovereign. But then to accept that the Lord of hosts is with me, that the God of Jacob is my refuge. For each of us this morning, I'm sure that between last Sunday and today, there's been things we've been worrying about. And that's okay. But don't forget, as was encouraged to us this morning, don't forget God. Let's not focus on the negative. Don't shut people out. Take time aside to be still and know that He is God. Allowing the promise that the God of Jacob will be our refuge to sink deep within us. Let's spend some time just in prayer, in that stillness. I struggle with stillness, I struggle with silence. Let's just spend a few moments doing that this morning, allowing God to speak.
Loving God, we come before You this morning and we come as people who can honestly say we've been distracted by the goings on in our world at the moment. God, allow us to refocus on You today. Thank You for the promise and the encouragement during our sharing time to keep our focus on You. Lord, allow us to increase our connections while we keep distances, we pray. Lord, let us be inspired by Your Spirit to find new ways to connect, to find new ways to develop connection during these days. Lord, we pray that you will continue to keep us safe, that you would protect us, we pray. And Lord, we pray these things in your name. Amen.